This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for our Manager's Report, and it is brought to you each week, of course, on the Manager's Report by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking, it's better. And joining us from Atlanta, GA, the skipper of the Padres, Mike Shildt. Mike, good morning to you. How was the trip?
Good morning, guys. Trip was smooth. Got left after the game on Wednesday and had a day off in Atlanta yesterday and ready to go today.
So I wanted to ask you, because I don't know how this works, and one of the things I love about this segment is I learn something new each week. So when you guys go on a long road trip, you get on a flight, whether or not your team is coming off a good series or a tough one like the one against the Rockies, do you like touch base with the guys on the plane and see what's going on, or do you just kind of leave them alone for the off days and let them do their thing? How does that work on a big league road trip?
Look, we spend a lot of time together, and you know, we're on together on the flight, and you know, there's pleasantries exchanged, but it's really a time just to kind of decompress and just, you know, let people read or watch movies or sleep or whatever they do, you know. So I don't get in a lot of their business, and I usually talk with the staff and we get ready for the next series and kind of enjoy ourselves a little bit. But with the day off, man, you know, you're with everybody. Now people do, you know, go play golf or, you know, hang out together, grab dinners, but there's nothing, you know, formally taking place on a day off.
You know, one of the other things, Skip, we had asked Jesse Agler about, because he's, you know, he flies with the team and stuff. And I said, man, is it, you know, going to be a morose scene after you drop three straight to the Rockies? And he goes, man, really never. You'd never know if they won or lost on a plane ride after a big series or a bad series. Is that been your experience as well?
Yeah, I mean, you want the happy flight, clearly. You know, there's some, you know, you feel good, you win a series, you come up a win, you know, you lose, there's a little bit. But, you know, the season's too long to create so many highs and lows that, you know, it just, that'll wear you out. So, you know, you move on, man. That's the one thing about the game is the resiliency that is needed for this. And, you know, baseball guys and guys have been doing this for a while are, you know, learn to be pretty darn resilient. You have to be.
I feel like a couple of times when we've had you on this season, we've asked you about slumping players, and oftentimes they'll go out and get a couple of hits the next couple of days. You know, obviously Manny's been in a slump lately, and I'm not going to ask you anything specific about that, but I'm curious as a manager, and I like look back at when you were with the Cardinals, and obviously you deal with slumping players all the time. Like Matt Carpenter had a huge 2018, and 2019 when you were the manager, dropped off. What can you do in terms of, you know, psychologically, anything for a player like that that's used to having success and all of a sudden is not having it for whatever period of time? What can you do as a manager?
You know, I think it's probably different cases. You know, you're talking about specifically two players that, you know, have been in the league a long time and have had, you know, a lot of successes, and you know, you clearly just want to be supportive. You know, there's a human factor to this that people may or may not realize how real that is. I look at it tremendously, you know, as far as just the fact that, you know, these people are going through life, you know, they're going through a lot of different things, and just making sure that they feel supported and valued and all the different things. And then you just talk to them about, you know, hey, what – and I don't get, you know, listen – the hitting stuff is, we got, you know, really good hitting coaches that deal with that. And the player himself, that's in Manny's case and in Carp's case, you know, they understand what they need to do it well. And so you just remind them of what that looks like and, you know, lend some support and you know, just be there for them, quite honestly.
Talking to Skipper Mike Schultz here on Ben and Woods this morning. I like what you said the other day towards the end of your press conference. I think you said it to Kevin Acey. You said, I live in a different place. And I wondered, and I really like that when you said that, because that is true. You have a unique perspective that nobody else has, right? Because you're in there with the guys every single day. I did want to ask, when you talk about that different place, I know you're always backing the team. I know you're positive about the team. Is there a time for you that you can look at it and go, all right, I might have to, I don't know, pound my fist on the table? Is that the Mike Schilt way at all? Or is it going, are you always just going to back your team regardless? Because I, you know, we watched the series as well, and I know what didn't go the way you guys wanted it to. And, you know, I personally thought, yeah, man, Padres got outplayed after playing really, really well against the Dodgers, and you had a different opinion. So when you say I live in a different place, could you let us in there a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody has their own lens, which is a wonderful thing about the game. You know, Whitey Herzog, we have conversations about that and about criticism. And, you know, he said, you just talk about, you know, people, it's great because people have an understanding about the game, whether they through their own experiences or, you know, playing or just going to games. And you know, that's the fun, magical part about the game of baseball. And so I'm not going to try to even come close to sharing, you know, or thinking about other people's experience or their view. I just have mine, and mine's not like this rose colored glasses, blind, like kumbaya, and it's all great. it's not. But I have, you know, 30 something years of experience winning a lot of baseball games at pretty much every level. And I can discern between getting beat and beating yourselves. And, you know, the outplayed part, you know, it's just, you know, it's a thin margin game.
Yeah.
And it's not like regardless of whether it's, you know, a team that you feel like is, you know, clearly one of the better teams in the league or a team that is not one of the better teams currently in the league. But I look at that series and I look at the games, and there were some interesting things that took place that don't typically happen, and I'm not going to overreact to. You know, if you earn 11 walks and you walk and give away one walk, and then you out hit a team, you tip and you don't beat yourself defensively, you typically win by a high percentage of those times. But sometimes you don't, and that's the thing that makes this game so stinking hard and frustrating sometimes. I'm a big, like, if we don't give anything away, we have the best chance to win. And if we don't give a lot away and we lose, I'm not going to start, you know, ripping the clubhouse apart. You know, so, you know, the frustrating game for me was probably the last game, because we really didn't get ourselves in a position offensively to compete. But we were, you know, and that was a frustrating thing. Now I can look up and say, okay, did the other side have anything to do with that? Well, I had Austin Gomber in St. Louis. He won his five games in August in 19, you know, to help us, you know, win our division and go to the National League Championship Series. And so I've got history with him. He threw the ball as good as I've seen him throw. I mean, he threw the ball great. He hit, his fastball was, I mean, right where he wanted to throw it. He had his changeup going. He had his curveball going. And he had three solid pitches that he was throwing for quality strikes. That's, you know, that's tough. I hate to tell you, you know. I wish it were different. And we weren't able to scratch. That was discouraging. But that's the lens I look at. Now, if we start throwing the ball over the field, we're missing cutoff men, you know, we're not on point with our base running. And, you know, Kevin made a point in the press conference, which I do get. You know, Profar got thrown out of second base trying to be aggressive and stretch a double. And was it, you know, the most timely play? No. Did we do 10 things in that series on a base running standpoint that were completely on point, that put us in position to win games? We did. Do I feel really good about that? I do. I feel really good about that. That's the lens I look at. And so hopefully I'm making sense.
Yeah, it does.
So I look at it from a how we play in the game to allow us to win games in my experiences. Now, we're not doing those things, and we're walking a lot of people, and we're making poor decisions, and we're not hitting balls hard. And also the whole series, I mean, if you look at it, you look at just the hits and you separate them in video, and I've looked at them, they didn't exactly, they just found holes.
Bleeders.
I can't explain that.
I know.
And we hit lasers right at people, and I don't know what to tell you. I got to tell you, I'm going to have a harder time in this clubhouse if I go around when we do things right, worried about the end result. But I get it. It's a result-driven business. People are, can rightfully get frustrated. I just don't live in that space based on what I just described.
I kind of get it now. We're talking to Mike Shildt, the manager of the Padres, and you're making a lot of sense, Mike, but we're baseball fans, and we don't think rationally all the time about such a thing. And as Padres fans, you've complimented the Padres fans, how passionate, fill in the ballpark, and I know you're sincere about that. We've talked about that both off the air and on the air. But I think the fan base just looks, and last season had a lot of the same things as well. Padres did a lot of things right last year. They outscored their opposition, and for some reason it didn't work out. So when you see a series like this, when the same things happen, when you're absolutely right, you hit line drives right at the opponents, you walk, you put yourself in position, the big hit doesn't happen, that's baseball. We as fans, I think, just go to that immediate panic place. Like, here we go again. We saw this last year, and now they're gonna fall below 500, and they're gonna have trouble getting back all year, and they're gonna lose these one run games. It doesn't always work like that. I think we're just a little kind of scarred from how last season turned out, and that's not fair to you. I totally get that, but I think that's the place that we're coming from as fans, the questions from the media, which is reflecting the fans. We're all scared that it's going to happen again next year. You kind of understand that?
I get that completely.
Yeah.
I understand it completely. I get it. I was here in a more of a support role last year, and I saw it. And I understand it to a point. I just don't think it's fair to lump this group into the last year's group. And again, I got some serious bias here, so I try to be objective, but I start with this, with that caveat. But first of all, there are some the key members of this club that are back, as you know, but there's been a ton of turnover on this team, a ton, and including myself, obviously, and staff and. There's a lot of moving parts to get into where we've got it to now. And that series was super frustrating because, we put ourselves in a position to feel like we could kind of take off a little bit. And, we feel that same frustration our fan base does. But relative to, one-run games, we're already have played better in close games. We've come back way better. This team has... I don't want to compare to last year's team. All I can say is this year's team it plays fundamental baseball, not perfect baseball. That we're not going to play perfect baseball. I hate to tell you. And this is the frustrating part for me is are we ever, when are we going to, and maybe it's happening. I don't know. I don't live in the world, but, in that space outside of our clubhouse a whole lot, but I got to tell you, I do have to answer the questions, and that's part of it too. And that's part of the gig. I'll always own up to what we're doing. But if it's like, oh, he didn't do that right in the third inning, or you go on a 6-game road trip and go 4-2, and you're like, hey, remember when that happened? That one thing happened. Yeah, I do remember when that one thing happened that wasn't exactly perfect. This game is stinking hard. But I live in a world, back to my little world here, where I'm going to appreciate the things that do go well and some of the things that are going well and some of the resilience that this club has as a starting point and the fight that this team has. So that's a big deal for me. And I think that's going in the right direction. I know if that wasn't happening, then that would be a different conversation. Then you would, you know, you wouldn't know about it, but then there would be a firmer version of me to say, hey, this isn't good enough. But when the effort's taking place, when the, the attention to detail's taking place, when the aggression properly is taking place with the club, man, I don't know what more I need to get out of this group. And it's only going to, it's only going to get better as we continue to learn each other and understand what, the next steps are for us to improve. And I feel like I have a pretty good pulse on that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Excellent. That's Mike Schilt joins us here on Ben and Woods this morning. I wanted to ask you, you were quoted in an article in ESPN with Jesse Rogers, who's one of our favorite baseball writers. We have him on all the time. And it was in regards to load management. Now, we've had the conversation with you, Mike, about, it's always nice to get some new options, right? And you got Donovan Solano, who's really hitting the ball well. You got Luis Arraez, who, as we all know, hits the ball extremely well. So, it's like they say, mo money, mo problems. You have to find a way to get everybody in. And I was really interested in this article talking about how you guys are tracking basically everybody's movements all the time to see how fresh they are. How hard is that for you? Because you're going to have guys that say, do not take me out of the lineup. Period. Like, I need to be in. I want to play 158, 162 games. Has this been a learning experience for you, tracking all these movements, these motions, their effort on a day-to-day basis, and then tailoring your lineups around it?
It's another tool to reinforce what you should have a pretty good feel for.
Sure.
And, as far as being new, not necessarily. I mean, it's more supportive. This is a great topic, and Jesse does a good job, and I enjoy talking to him about this. Something that is becoming more mainstream, but it's nothing that it's like earth-shattering,
right,
relative to, my experience. I mean, it has changed a little bit relative, not necessarily with our team, our group, because these guys really like to play and love to play. But, we talked about, starters going deep in games, how that's changed over the years. If you look back, I grew up shining, Cal shoes in 1980, he played every single game in AA in 1980, including the Southern League Championship through that series that the club won. And, he came out every day for early work in Charlotte, North Carolina, that was a little bit humid in the summer. And it was, 100 degrees and humidity, and he worked every day. Early work, BP, the whole shooting match, and didn't come out one game. And then did the same thing in AAA the next year, and then went on a streak and turned out pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
And won in the big league level, won a World Series at the big league level. And so, I come from that place where guys play and guys show up and what that means to them. But also now, as you go through it, we have way more, which is great. We have performance coaches, and we have the data that you alluded to, and we have the recovery strategies that now are good. So now it's about, really being smart and with our schedule and the early work and the BP and, when we show up and all those things that allow players to use their energy in the right way when the game starts. And so that's what I pay attention to the most. And then it's an individual conversation with players. You know, when you want a day off, I've had players, I won't get into the names, but, you know, I've had players that say, hey, you want the wraparound day off, you know, a day off, and then you have, like yesterday, we had obviously a day off schedule. Do you want the day before or the day after? Oh, no, I don't want that. I can't go 2 days in a row without playing. Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, definitely want that. Another player. Yeah, that sounds great. Another player up recently had a conversation. I never want to know. Like, you know, hey, let's plan this out. Nope, don't tell me, just do it. Okay, that's fine. Then I've had a couple players that are really good players, like, hey, man, if I don't see this particular guy real well, you know, but I'm not ducking him. Maybe that's,
yeah. No,
you know, no, I know you're not ducking. It gives us the best opportunity to compete. If 100%. You don't see this guy well and it works out, then that'll be a day for you. So, but the last thing of this is there's something to be said for guys being on the field and playing, and that says something to their teammates. And you know, there's something to be said for that as well, that, you know what, I need to go grind and play and be on the field and be able to contribute and be counted on. So anyway, long answer to your question, there's a lot of factors into it. You know, our player health and making sure they're healthy is really one of my number one jobs. Now they get hit in the ribs with a pitch or turn an ankle or, you know, any of those things, that's out of the hands. But, you know, being able to partner with them and our medical staff and our coaching staff to make sure that we're doing the right reps to get them ready to play, but keep them healthy so they can stay in the lineup.
It's a good answer. I just want to have one follow-up just quickly, because I had many people ask me this, and I didn't know the answer. I tried to put on my manager's hat, so I want to give you the chance. They kept asking me, why did Mike Schilt have Luis Arraez on the bench twice against lefties already? He hits lefties pretty good, and I went, well, he's got to think about the defense at first. Jake's been playing well there, and he wants to get Donovan Solano into the lineup because he's hitting lefties great. And you don't want to sit one of your great mashers against lefties against a lefty that can get him going. But I didn't really know the answer, so I wanted to give you a chance to talk to those people that were asking that question.
Yeah, I mean, I think you pretty much did a nice job.
Okay, good.
Look at that.
Good. Look at that.
Manager.
My manager's hat was on.
Wow.
Look at you go. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, you get Donovan, who's really good against lefties, and, you know, you look at the lineup and you go, all right, Bogey hits lefties and has some history with some of these guys, and Manny's in there, DH-ing. Somebody's got to sit. I mean, you know, and it's just, you know, Crony did it a while back. Luis has done it a couple times. Tonight we're facing the lefty and Freed. You know, Luis is in there as his crony, and we're going to sit Donovan because Manny's going to play third. So, you know, somebody – and look, Luis does handle lefties relative to lefties and other people and other factors. You know, other guys are handling lefties too, and Donovan went out and got, you know, a couple hits.
Yep.
And is rewarded, you know, having good at-bats. So, you know, tonight he's sitting, it's like, man, ooh, love to have that guy in the lineup. The good news is, you love to have all these guys in the lineup. So that's a positive thing.
All right, before we let you go, thanks so much for the time. It ran a little bit long. I really do appreciate it. But is Bingo, the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings, is that a movie I need to watch?
I thought we knew every baseball movie.
Never heard of this one. You referenced it. I had to look it up. Is that a movie I should watch this weekend? When I'm not watching the Padres, of course.
I don't know that I mean, at your leisure. I wouldn't rush over and check it out. You know, I realize how much I date myself when I see it sometimes.
Hey, Richard Pryor is great.
He's great. I mean,
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
He's in another baseball
James Earl
movie.
Jones, yeah. Billy Dee Williams. Yeah. Richard Pryor. I mean, yeah. They're good clubs. You take 2 out of 3 against them, you know.
All right. Okay.
All right.
No. Thank you so much.
We were all asking the question. Appreciate it, Mike. Good luck tonight. Hopefully the weather holds up this weekend as well, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
You too.
Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres.